if you please turn to page 183. And towards the bottom of the page, you see this mantra between two lines. So that's Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. So let's chant that three times. Page 183. Turn to page 34, and you'll see in the middle of the four immeasurables. So let's read that in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now, if you turn to page 37, you see the Four Immeasurables chanting version in Tibetan. So let's chant that once. San Chan Tam Che De Wa. Two mantras. Let's say the first one 8 times and the second one 7 times. Keep in mind the names of the people on the prayer list that I read earlier. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you. Good morning. So I hope you have good holiday. Uh, Let's begin with some meditations. Okay, some meditations. Gom tob nyumo chungwa, gom tob, gom meditations, tob power, the power of meditations, nyumo chungwa, means you know, less diluted mind, means you know, less negative mind, or power of meditation is, power of meditations is to, you know, to reduce no negative mind. Okay, so come to new mochu. So the only way that we can, you know, reduce the negative mind is to think something positive. Very, you know, easy to say, but not practically, it's not easy to do. So, and you know, this holiday season, that you may heard many good stories. People are being very generous, sincerely, genuinely being very generous to each other, you know. From like, you see, you know, when people are shopping in a grocery store, you know, letting someone else know before them, they're on the driving, on the road, you know, letting somebody know, letting pass before you. And, you know, seeing somebody's begging on the street, or giving them some money, saying something nice, or, you know, things like that. There's many things to rejoice. So, rejoice, make sense? Rejoice. So, Lama Tsongkhapa, the Tibetan master, almost now, 700 years or maybe a little more, I'm not sure exactly. But Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, if you want to create vast amount of merit laying on the bed, that sounds good? Yeah. For me, it sounds really good. It's like dream nothing, you know, just create vast, not just small, vast amount of merit. Create vast amount of merit by dream nothing, lay down on bed. That sounds great. So what do? You just rejoice. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Now she gives Shishina, Jesu in a rang community. Just rejoice, Lama Tsongkhapa said, just rejoice. On the bed, you know. Rejoice. So many things to rejoice. Oh, see. So there's the power of meditation. All my friends here, I just want to share that with you. You know, choose to share. The power of meditation is to reduce, you know, negative thought, or dissolve them, or minimize them. Or Chudob Shishidwa, studying, reading, spiritualities, reading, or talking, thinking. Or Chudob Shishidwa, to become calm person, to become calm, to become peaceful. There's the power of reading, thinking, discussing about spirituality. The power of that is to become calm and peaceful. The power of meditation is to have less negative thought. Less negative thought, okay? So then with that point, so we'll do some meditations. So you are welcome to, you know, do, as Lama Tsongkhapa said, just rejoice. Jesu Yirang Rangom, just rejoice, nothing else, just rejoice. Lama Tsongkhapa said, don't need to think too much, just rejoice, that's all. Just rejoice. No? People who are voluntaries, meals on wheels, people who donate the food to the food bank, things like that, you know, so many good things, you know, happen, and this, you know, this, this holy month, so many good things happen, so that we can just rejoice, you know. You may have heard through newspaper, maybe through, you know, like, I say social media, you know, things like that. You can just rejoice them, rejoice. You know, these are all beautiful things. No matter who does, doesn't matter if the person is Buddhist or not Buddhist. Doesn't matter. The longest, you know, somebody doing something good. That's what is important for the communities. That's what is important for the communities. So that brings, that makes people happy. So that's why in the beginning of the class we said, may all sentient beings get happy. See, this is worthwhile to wish. You know, instead of wishing, oh, I'll be happy all the time, you know, just me be happy, you know. That's like, you know, if you are, that's not, you cannot survive without other beings. You cannot survive. It's much better, practically, if all other beings are happy. So, you know, that isn't that wonderful? You know, if everybody's happy, you can't be miserable because everybody's happy, you know. So, see, if like a lot of people are unhappy, if you go there, you know, somehow that you feel that, you feel that atmosphere, you know, this negative energy, you feel that, you know, somehow you feel that makes you uncomfortable. Can you imagine that if everybody's happy and you being there, can you imagine this, how much this like positive the impact will on your life? Can you imagine that? That's why it's worthwhile, regardless whether you're Buddhist or not. May all beings, not saying that just Buddhist, no, may all beings, no, happy. So no matter who's doing something good, no, we all should rejoice. So that's the one meditation you can do. You can just think something good, something positive, okay? Or you can watch your breath in and out. You can just watch your breath in and out. Or you are also welcome to do review meditations. If you have something to review, some kind of spiritual practice that you've been doing, then you can review that, okay? Just imagine something positive, something good. Okay, we'll do this maybe So what do you think about this idea to creating vast amount of merits by doing nothing? It's a good idea. That is a wonderful idea. So, creating vast amount of merit by doing nothing. I wish I understood that long time ago. Nyal means no sleep. Nyal means no laying down. Geche means no gewa. That's merit. Merit. Chen means big, not small. If you want to create a vast amount of merit, just laying down. Just irang. Rangom means just rejoice. That's what just rangom means. Just meditate on rejoice. Rejoice. Just make you rejoice. No? So they're quite very simple. So now, I think it fits very well for the Western world. What do you think? People are so busy. Not much time. No? Just at night when you go to bed, so that's where you create vast amount of merit. And at night when you go to bed, so that's where you create vast amount of merit. So see, merit is no cause for happiness. There's a cause for happiness. Happiness is not actually random. It's not independent. It's dependent on causes and conditions. Happiness, you know, has to be created by something. You know? So they're positive. To rejoice is rejoicing. You know, rejoice, create the vast amount of merit. That means you're creating the cause for happiness, for your happiness. So that's why it's a big deal. It's very important. So now, if you all agree with me, that sounds great. So then I would like to maybe a little bit elaborate the practice of rejoice, how the practice of rejoice has been done, rejoice. Put into language, like a day-to-day of language, just like, you know, when you see somebody doing something good, you say, wow, that's wonderful. Rather than having all kinds of opinions, you know, like, oh, you shouldn't do that, you know, like, oh, people get spoiled, why you give you some money, and all. So just rejoice, you know. When you see somebody giving some money to somebody holding a sign, you know, it's okay, you know, if somebody giving something, you just rejoice, you know, rather than having all these opinions about, you know, oh, that person shouldn't be there, you know, why this person is physically fine, this person should walk, you know, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't do any good for that person. If you tell that person that, that person may not be happy to hear that, you know. Then what good that does? Nothing. No, this is that you don't feel good. You are not feeling good because you are having these negative opinions. You know? So see, so just rejoice. Just rejoice, you know. So that means, like, you know, just to be happy that somebody doing something good. Just to say, wow, that's a wonderful act. This wonderful act, this wonderful deed, that's rejoicing. This wonderful deed. So then, you know, like thinking of all the people, you know, like nowadays, you know, the world becomes so small. So, you know, you can hear right away, you can hear through the social media if someone doing something good, you can hear or see right away. And just remember them when you're going to bed, just, you know, recall them. That's not that difficult. Then all the good works, you know, done by Mother Teresa, all the works that have been doing by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, all the good work that's been done by Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, there's many, many people, you know. And not that those just the ordinary day-to-day life, you know, day-to-day life, there's so many ordinary people are doing so many good things. So then just rejoice, you know, and rejoice that all the good things that you did in the past, rejoice in all the good things you are doing now. Rejoice all the good things that you are going to do in the future. You know? So just rejoice them. So then the cause of the merit multiplies. If you rejoice, your own good deed multiplies. You know? Instead of just thinking what I did wrong, what I'm doing wrong, what I'm going to do wrong, fear, anxiety, stress, you know? Just think, rejoice what I did good. in the past, no? So doesn't have to be, you know, something to the material thing to give, you know. So saying even one word, nice word, all of that, no. Somehow all of our activities, you know, related to the benefits, you know, so something. Even not indirectly, indirectly, oh. So that's how the rejoice practice has been done. Rejoicing your own positive deed in the past, rejoicing now. You know, rejoicing now means, oh, now I'm thinking, instead of having opinion, I'm thinking, oh, that's wonderful things to do. So there you are, that's just rejoicing, to rejoice on that. There's no rejoicing in the present good deed. To rejoice, you know, the future good deed, that I'm going to do something good, you know, like that. So there's no, create a vast amount of merit. That means you are creating the cause for your happiness. Not just cause, big cause for your happiness. See? So I think this is important. So, so there's, every single day, there are so many people throughout the world doing so many good things. Oh, there's no, it's not the shortage of that. It's not the shortage of people doing good things. There are a number of people who are doing, you know, good things, you know, throughout the world. You know, if you know them through social media, you rejoice them. If you don't know, so then there are still people doing good things. You just rejoice them, you know, rejoice them. No? So that's the direct antidote for jealousy. If you get jealous, you know, so then, you know, so that's the last thing that we need, you know, any negative thinking. So that's the last thing we need. Why? Because this is mental suffering. Negative thought is mental suffering. So that's why you are not going to be happy because of that. No, so that's not. That's the last thing that we need is negative thought. When it's come down on yourself, come down on other people, other traditions, other cultures, other religions, we don't need any negative thing. If we cannot have positive thought, we should not have any negative thought. Because every negative thought towards whatever, doesn't matter, towards whatever object, that's not healthy. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. So we don't need that. Okay? We don't need them. Oh. So that's what I'm saying, the power of meditation is to reduce or minimize negative thought. Minimize negative thought. So the more you meditate, the less negative mind you have, then your meditation is working very well. It's working very well. It's not just working very well. Oh. More you meditate, more you become aggressive, angry, then just wasting time, not doing nothing good, just wasting time. So I just want to share that with you, no rejoice, no rejoice. Instead of getting jealous, rejoice, rejoice. So see, it's not that difficult to create a merit. It's not that difficult, no. You don't have to sit like this, 24 hours, you don't have to sit. You can lay down. You can lay down. Stretch all your leg. Lay down, just think, just rejoice. Just think, oh, wonderful. So these people are doing such wonderful things, you know. They are able to do the same thing in the near future that you wish. So that's what we need, to rejoice, okay? So then, you know, today I thought, you know, so maybe sometimes you may be wondering, you know, why he's saying so many things without looking at the book. Maybe he's making it up. Usually I'm not making it up, and I'm, as I said, you know, everything I said here, I'm just repeating them. That's all, and I'm not, not that, I just made it. So I decided to read this one, like, text, what was called a 7-point thought transformations. 7-point thought transformations. So, here, so first, you know, I would like you to think. You have to think, so So before that, I would like to tell you one story. You know, there's two people. Actually, they are kind of like comedian. They are comedian. Yeah, making jokes. You know, that's what they do. They just make jokes. These are Tibetan people from Tibet, not in India, from Tibet. You know, every year they make jokes. So I thought, that's kind of interesting. You know, so they have like having conversations about happiness. So one person says, "I want happiness." So the other person says, "What do you mean happiness? What is happiness?" And he's asking, I thought that's kind of interesting, you know, interesting like the conversations. So actually there's a one, all the one of them is quite old, you know. So it's like all his expressions, just his appearance is joke, looks like joke, you know. Whenever you see, you have to laugh him because he's kind of he. That's how he appears, you know. So it's very like talkative, very talkative from the center to that, from center to that. So other his friend, he says, "I want happiness." And he said, "Well, what is happiness?" And he's saying, "Oh, I want, you know, couple of full bags of money. Huh? Full bag of money?
Bags full of money?
Yeah, bags. Okay, sorry, my English is like going backward. Because how is it? Full bags of money. Yeah, couple of bags full of money. He says, couple of bags full of money, and couple of houses, and a couple of nice cars." So, then other person says, "That's not that easy to get. No, that's not that easy to get." Then I don't remember. So this morning I typed a review, but there's no time. All of a sudden I'm about to review that joke. All of a sudden, bell, doorbell ring. The person came to pick me up. So, so then I don't remember all the conversation. But anyway, so then he says, and he says like, because of that, I don't have happiness. I don't have bags full of money. Not just one, a couple of them. No, not one, a couple of them. Bags full of money, a couple of them, and a couple of big house, a couple of big cars. And that's why I'm asking you, I'm telling you, I want happiness because I have no happiness because I don't have those things. That's what he said. Then he said, "Oh, you already have happiness." And he said, "What do you mean? I don't have happiness." No, so I already described my happiness. I don't have them. No. He said, "You have happiness." And he said, "How?" Then he said, "Okay, you can see." He said, "Yes, yeah, compared to people who are not able to see, you know, you have to be happy that you can see." He said, "Oh." He said, "So, wonder, you can talk. Couple of people, they cannot talk. Number of people, they cannot talk. You have to be happy that you can talk. You are healthy, you can move. You know, a lot of people, they are sick. You have to be happy that you are healthy." So then he said, "Okay, everything that you said I had." So, and he says, "What is happiness?" Now that he's asking him, "What is happiness?" And he says, "Happiness is attitude, way of thinking. Somebody cares, or somebody is, you know, like the mind, the thing. So attitude, that cares, or like, no, don't know how to translate it in English, like attitude. I think attitude. So he says, attitude, that's happiness." So very true, even though, you know, it's like done through comedian, you know, it's not really serious teaching, but, you know, they're just making jokes. So I thought, you know, that's very good, you know. So that's like the old man, he said, whatever he said is the truth, you know, the attitude, that's So then that, you know, leads back to the one story that I used to tell. That's the Western story, I think. So now I don't remember. Anyway, so attitude. So this is called 7-point thought transformation. So sudden thought needs to transform or dissolve. You know, the attitude needs to transform or change. See, so much, you know, difficulties caused by thinking, you know, thinking something, that something is good, something is going wrong in our thinking, something is going wrong in our thinking. So that's, you know, that can be eliminated, or can be, at least can be transformed. So that's called 7-point thought transformation. So the thought needs to be transformed. Otherwise, you know, like, see, so that requires some kind of exercise, or requires some kind of, thought can be only transformed through, you know, some kind of exercise. So that exercise comes from education. No education, no exercise. No exercise, no change, you know, so then this makes very, you know, like, very, makes us very vulnerable towards everything we see, everything we hear, so this makes us very vulnerable, okay? So this is called 7-point thought transformation, so, put together by Lama Selingpa, you know, one of the Indian masters, and one of the Indian masters who lives in the latter part of his life, who lives in some part of Indonesia, so they find out not that long ago, before people have no idea, they say beyond ocean can be anywhere, you know. So before, beyond ocean means finished, almost finished, you know. Like somebody going beyond ocean now, that's like end of life, because you are not going to come back. That's nowadays, you know, the beyond ocean is nothing, so you can get there like within 8 hours or 12 hours, you are beyond oceans. So before this and beyond ocean, so now there's so many experts about, you know, so many experts, now they find out it's some part of Indonesia, that's where he, you know, stay. So Lama Selingpa, this Indian master of Selingpa, Seling means like the land of gold. So one of the master, Tibetan master, Son Rinpoche, that he said, at that time when Lama Selingpa was in Indonesia, so people owned land, there's, you know, around the lake, they said there's so many precious metals and precious stones, it's just like, grow like vegetable, you know. So now, slowly, even the environment has a, now he done, then I've been also listening to his teachings. So he said, now when you go there, just you don't see them, you know. It's kind of like, I'm not sure, like environment has a function based on people's attitude. When people's attitude becomes so negative, then even this wonderful things that relate to environment kind of disappear. You know, it's like, it's only correspond with the people's attitude. And people are so nice, so kind, so nice to each other. Everything, you know, flower grow well and everything. Suddenly flower, now you don't see them, you know. So anyway, so he said, nowadays when you go there, you don't see any precious stone on the, so one time, I think, if you have heard about, like, Milarepa, his teacher, Marba, Tibetan man, so his master is Indian, lives in India. So he, you know, collected so many gold, he collected good amount of gold, and he carried that gold all the way to India, at that time there are no airplanes, you know. You basically end up walking or maybe riding horse from here and there. Then mostly you walk. So then when he saw Naropa, his teacher, when he saw that he's very excited to, you know, give him this gold. So when he offered his gold, the Naropa just took and just throw in the jungle, you know, that he's living in the jungle, that he just threw them. Then Mahabharata thought, oh, he didn't say, but he's in his mind, he said, oh, I put a lot of effort for this gold. He treated them like nothing, just throw. He didn't say, but he said, here. Then Naropa realized right away, Naropa realized that he's thinking like that. Don't worry, so all this underground where I stay is all gold. And still he said, look at them. And he looked, it's all gold. It's all gold. He says, it's not just dirt, it's all gold. So Lama Selimba. Lama Selimba is the one who put it together, this 7-point thought transformations. So I thought, you know, I'll share this with you. So I will explain as much as I will try all my best to explain that to you. So hopefully it will help you to, you know, deal with the day-to-day life difficulties, okay? So hopefully it will help to maybe to transform some of your thinking, our thinking, not just your thinking, our thinking. Thinking, whenever there's something, something goes wrong in our thinking, so then able to catch them, then transform them, you know, so then that transformation will lead to happiness. The goal is it will lead to ultimate happiness. That's the goal. So the Lama Selimba is the one who put it together, this 7-point thought transformations, okay? So first, I will explain this, what are the 7 points. Actually, there's two different commentaries. First point, there will be 7 points, you know, there are 7 points will help us how to shape our thought or transform our thought. Okay. First one is called preliminary practice. Preliminary practice. Understand? Yeah, preliminary. Yeah, more I try to get worse, so I'm not going to say it again. Preliminary practice, yeah. What's one? Preliminary practice. How do you say it?
Preliminary.
Yeah.
Preliminary.
Preliminary practice, yeah. Preliminary practice. When did they change their minds? First, I will describe it a little bit. Second one is Muji Chanju Sini Jawas, practicing bodhicitta, two types of bodhicitta. Okay, the second point. First one is preliminary practice. This first one. Second one is the practicing two types of bodhicitta. Third one is Jingye Chanju Lam Juwa. This is really, really important, you know. Difficulties. Physical difficulties, mental difficulties, no difficulties. So, Jingye Changchub, ultimate happiness. Lam, path. Jur means transform. Transforming difficulty into path that will lead to ultimate happiness. Enlightenment. That's the third point. First one is preliminary practice. Second one is practicing two types of bodhicitta. Third one is transforming difficulty into path, which will lead to ultimate happiness, which is enlightenment, okay? Third one. Shiva. Fourth one, Chetiki Nyamir Jin Tempa. So, Chetiki Nyamir Jin as a... could be lifelong practice or lifetime practice, Chetiki Nyamir Jin Tempa, Chetiki Nyamir Jin Tempa, or maybe, summarize lifelong practice. Summary of lifelong practice. Summary of lifelong, that's probably better. Summary of lifelong practice. Something that you can also do within one day. It's not like you have to do entire life, you know. That's much better. Summary of lifelong practice. Number four, right? Summary of lifelong practice. Summary. Summary of lifelong practice. So my pronunciation is getting better. Used to be worse. Used to be a lot worse. So here, you know, in Center Day, we have two doctors, you know, medical doctors. Actually, one of them is director of the center. One of them is like former director of the center. So another one, Dr. Brown. So teaching me how to pronounce certain words. So, and I used to say downtown, you know, could nobody understand. Then he said, Gishila, no, you have to say downtown. You know? So I never forget that, you know. So downtown. You know? Downtown, and that's how you say downtown. If you say downtown, nobody understands downtown. Used to live one of my friends in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. And people don't understand. I say, the young is Madison, not medicine, Madison. So now I say downtown Raleigh. So downtown Raleigh. So the summary of lifelong practice. Then there's number four. Number five is Lojang Bitse. When you can tell that my thought is well transformed, when you can tell. No. See? When I can tell my thought is well transformed. So maybe you can, the Venerable Nuns can help you the right term in English. So all the translated. That's how I translate. There's number six, number five, number two, Lojong with Tamjik. Some advice of thought transformation. Advice of thought transformation. So, or maybe could say Samaya. Or maybe pledge, some kind of commitment, you know. some kind of commitments while you're transforming your thought, you know, some kind of commitments. So then the number seven is advice. Okay, so these are the 7 points, you know, thought foundations. So, good, you know, if some of you are here studying psychology, so this is good, you know. This is a good point, 7 point. You know, long as it's hurting people, doesn't matter which religion, which practice, doesn't matter. What we need is to benefit, that's all. You know, to benefit, to help. Helping, that's the more important things. Doesn't matter where it comes from, doesn't matter. The helping, you know, is important, you know. That's what we need to create a peaceful world, harmonious world. We need to be, you know, treat each other, you know, like I say, with loving kindness, compassion. That's what we need. We need loving kindness, compassion. That's, you know, loving kindness, compassion will heal everybody. Oh? See, even the little kids, little 2 years old kids, they have no idea about religion at all. They have no idea about Buddhism, they have no idea about Christianity, they have no idea. So that only they, if you be nice to them, you know, very kind to them, they, you know, build that, they trust you, they come close to you, they like you, because not teaching them how to meditate, no, not teaching them Buddhism, because just, you know, being kind, that's all. You know, so, not because they are, you know, like, feel very comfortable around you because you're teaching them how to meditate, it's not doing that. Just being, you know, kind, you know. So, like that, you know. Then, you know, same pet, you know, if you have pet, you know. Somebody who's being nice, tease all the time, that pet doesn't come close to you. Only goes to close to someone who's been nice, very kind, very gentle, very sweet. Yeah, even the pet knows, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Oh, how you say, the loving kindness, compassion is awesome. It's awesome. It's really awesome. Awesome. That's what we need. See, that's why we are here. So I only do refuge ceremony every year one time because people requested me to do. Otherwise, no. As I said very clearly, so anyway, so the good, like I say, we all trying to become better human beings. So that, you know, needs qualities, inner qualities, such as loving kindness, compassion. If we increase them, we become automatically become better human beings. So then that's good for everybody, you know, good for everybody, everybody. Even the people who don't believe in religion, good for them. So just then the animals and all of that, you know, good for them. So, see, all these small ducks, you know, the mother ducks, they're leading this, you know, like, it's quite amazing, you know, because they have rules, you know, when they cross the street, it's quite amazing, you know. They go by line, and then it's not like, you know, like people look all around this. They have rules, you know, they just go on up and then just. So, you know, seeing that, you know, people stop by, you know, just letting them go, you know, this tiny, you know, like this cross the street. Wow, this is not really. Yeah, this is a good thing, you know, this is good, that's what I'm saying. So now, back to the here. Preliminary practice. So what is that? Preliminary practice. First one, that all the people in West, they like very much. First one. Can you guess what is that? First one, that everybody in the Western country, they love doing it. So, cleaning the house. Cleaning the house. Clean the environment. They say cleaning the environment. That's the first one. Clean the environment. Every practice begins with the cleaning environment. So there, I'll touch with that in a little bit. So this is the. There's two benefits. So see, cleaning environment. So, yeah, people here, you know, yeah, when you're educated, when you are very educated, you know, so you want to do certain things that's meaningful, right? Something meaningful. So I'm not sure, like, why, like, Why in the West people are having a hard time cleaning their room? I'm not saying like people don't clean their room. I'm not saying that. No. aren't people having a hard time cleaning their room?
Yes.
No, office. So I don't know why. Maybe there's not much meaning. Anyway, so particular for the men. generally speaking, not every single man, but generally speaking. So I have one friend, you know, like I'm not going to say the name, but she asked her husband to make the bed, you know, to kind of divide the chores. So then she realized that the way he makes bed, he just sits in the bed and he moves his leg. All of that, then it comes out very carefully. Not all the men, but all the men. So we Tibetans, we have no problem because we don't make bed. See, we don't make bed because you know, you wear blanket when you go to bed, when you stand, when you wake up, you fold them very nicely and put it aside in the bed, you know. And actually, there's no yeah, there's no, you know. So when I first came to this country, so in the first 1993, when I first came to North Carolina, 1993, so that in July 1993, so then went to the Indiana to receive His Holiness teachings. I never, you know, like stay in the hotel before that. So whole night I have no blanket. I have not done this. I thought this is just bed, you know. So I didn't realize this is like something that you go inside and you wear. So then whole night, you know, like I'm just wearing my robe, you know. That's all. The next day I said, this blanket is cold. Said, oh, the extra blanket. So I said, no extra blanket. There's no blanket. So they came, show me, you know, how to pull the ghost under death, you know. So anyway, so that's what in Tibet, you know, so you take out your blanket, you wear them, when you wake up, then you fold them very nicely and put the side of your bed, you know. So bed is not pre-made. It's every night you have to make, every morning you have to, you know, and say, roll. So anyway, so here now cleaning environment, you know, make it more meaningful. You know, if you think, oh, that's not much meaning, make it more meaningful according to this 7-point thought transformations. So first, I would like to explain because the Sharab Noah. So believe or not, it makes you more, I say. Cleaning your environment makes you more sharp. See, we don't need to play the brain game. So this cleaning environment, you know, it will make you sharp, more sharp. So then nega chido lekbar chena tell to yangsa immediate benefit ranji thing is sawas. Your concentration is going to be clear, stronger. Okay? Your focus is going to be better. Your focus is going to be clear and better. So then you become more sharp. So then also create the cause to be born in. If there's pure land, if the pure land or heaven that exists, it's all very clean. It's not messy. It's very clean. No? So, therefore, if the whatever you call the celestial being, so according to Tibetan lunar calendar, there are 3 days in every month. 3 days. Oh. The full moon, the Tibetan calendar, lunar calendar, 29, 15, 8, those 3 days, the celestial beings visited our planet. So I'm not sure how much truth there, but you know, they come. That's why, you know, every many multiplies. So they are very, like I say, afraid of dirt. If the celestial beings, you know, they will not visit a place that's full of mess. So they only visited, you know, the clean environment. They visited, oh, that's another. So then create the cause to be born in pure land. When somebody comes, wow, really clean. It makes them kind of, their mind kind of like, how do you say, how do you explain? When you go someplace very clean, that makes you kind of like happy. So that, you know, that very, that, you know, if that, that also creates, you know, cause. So that's, okay, of course. So now here, make it more meaning, that's the result of, you know, creating, cleaning the environment. The result is going to be like that. Become more sharp. Because, you know, sometimes that, you know, it become like, how you say, kind of like dark, you know, can't think, not very clear. So that means, you know, needs to clean the environment, and certain things need to be clean. You know, maybe that's why I'd light incense, you know, make it smell something nice, you know, all that, you know, still help, okay? That's a result. So now, to make it more meaningful, dilpong, dil is the dirt, you know, whatever, the dusting out, whatever, you know, the clean dilpong, tima is like stain. Not just cleaning the dirt, no, this, you are thinking, oh, this is not just dirt, it's the dirt of anger, it's dirt of jealousy, it's dirt of pride, you know, all this, you know, this is the dirt of, like I say, low self-esteem, this is the dirt of, you know, feeling of insecurity, this is the dirt of fear, all of that, you know, then you are cleaning them, you know, different to see, one could get enlightened just sweeping. Doesn't look like that's like practicing Dharma, but this looks like sweeping the floor. But that very act, the very simple act, could lead you all the way to ultimate happiness. See, Papa Lanchung, there's Papa Lanchung, there's one person, you know, like, not able to learn even one word, say, house is white. For example, he says, house is white. When he learned house, he forgot white. When he learned white, he forgot house. He couldn't learn, months and months, he couldn't learn these two words. He couldn't learn. Then Buddha said, okay, now Buddha taught him to sweep the monastery backyard, or the courtyard, sweep. And just think, you know, it's not just, you know, and the Buddha didn't say, no, just sweep, you know, sweep. Then he's doing this every day. One day, all of a sudden, he said, oh, this is not the just dirt I'm sweeping. This is the dirt of ignorance. He just come up with this idea. So then, you know, that very act lead him to all the way to enlightenment. See, so now this is like dupung chimapung. It's not the just dirt. It's dirt of loss, extreme feeling of insecurity, fear, jealousy, anger, whatever, you know. Then you sit, you know. So, so then, you know, that's how the cleaning environment, the practice of cleaning environment, that's how it's been done, you know, according to this 7-point thought transformations. This is all about helping shaping your thought. The goal is to reach ultimate happiness. Shaping your thought, the goal is to reach happiness, ultimate happiness. So then, you know, then day to day life become a little bit happier and happier and happier and happier, you know, because thinking something positive, you know, thinking something positive. And not just thinking them happily. Happily, you know, happily thinking, or thinking them happily. So that's also important part, you know, important part. Not just do, happy to do, you know. Happy to eat, happy to talk, happy to look, happy to read, happy to listen, happy to do. You know, that's called joyful effort. Not just effort, joyful effort. Happy to do. So now only 1 minute left before I start this text. Sorry, I talk too much. So then after cleaning environment, what do you do? So the second practice, what do you do? Precious. 먼저 단조 된지니에 같이 합니다. Danger. Precious human life. Very, very important. After that, what do you think? You think, you know, that life, you know, is hard. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. But the mind needs to be educated. How to think like that. Because there's a lot of benefit. Or thinking another way, you know, oh, my life has no worth. You know, this is just a piece of junk. I don't know why I'm here. I don't like myself. I'm not good enough. I'm not, you know, I'm like all negative, thinking of all negative things about yourself. That's not what we should not think. What we should not think, you know, it doesn't lead to any good things. You know, that's what we should not think. And first of all, it's mistake. It is mistake. Misunderstanding about your life. There's misunderstanding of your life. And that thinking is misleading. And where it's going to lead? It's going to lead to the darkness. So you will not see any light just doing that. And first of all, it's a mistake. And that thinking is wrong. And it's misleading. That's called tanjol. Tanjol tenche. So meaningful. So difficult to find. Believe or not, so difficult to find. So need to think, you know, what is the cause? What cause to become somebody, become human? What cause? Human caused by what? Numbers, you know, number-wise, you know, on this planet, compared to other species, we are small, we are really tiny, number-wise. So, Tanjo Tenji. So what we should think, this is something very precious. So precious, you know. According to Buddhism, the pure cause of this human life is pure ethic. Pure ethics produce human life. Pure ethic. So now think about it. It's easy to... So that's why they get so much joy. Oh, like this wonderful gift, you know, so given by my previous life. My previous precious life. You give me this wonderful gift. So now I myself make sure that I don't throw this out of clip. That means improve. Become better. Because so much work has been done to produce this wonderful life. So now you have moral responsibility to make sure that you, how you say, improve. You know, make it better. You know, make sure that you don't just throw them off the clip. Don't throw me off the clip. So my precious previous life, you give me this such a wonderful gift. Now you yourself make sure that you don't throw them off the clip. You know? So means don't waste. So how you waste? Thinking, you know. No meaning, no, there's not much meaning, so I don't like myself, all of that. That's what we should not think. What we should think is this is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. It's said again and again, repeatedly, you know, many times it's said. What they get? Nothing. Because all these books, you know, free of copyright, they don't make any money. Nobody makes any money. These are wonderful books, anybody can print. You know, all these authors didn't make any money. They have no interest. They have no interest in material world. They have no interest in material world. So what they want us to be liberated from suffering. They want to see that we are become happier, kinder, more compassionate. That's what they want. You know? That's why they, you know, talk about this. So. Then I said, so you see, there's like one, then I'll stop now. It's now time to stop. It's 10:05, so it's now 10:09. So the example that I use, you know, there's like a kind of butter they use for bread. It says, I can't believe it's not butter. So, you know, see, so then eventually you say, I can't believe it's not precious. I can't believe it's not precious, because it is precious. So because I can't believe it's not butter, but it tastes like butter. So that's why, you know, so this is precious. That's why we should think, when you wake up, precious human life. Attitude matters. Attitude matters. No? That is, happiness is, you know, very much related to attitude. Happiness is very much related to your thinking. Your thinking. See, people in the cave, in Dharamsala, middle of nowhere, in the mountains, they are happier. Oh, see, why they are happier? Because they are thinking something positive. Every day when they wake up, their happiness does not depend on what they possess. They are happier. So I visited them. You know, there are nuns, monks, all of them. I visited them. Material-wise, what they have, they have nothing. But they are happier because they are, you know, always thinking something positive. The first thing that when you wake up, what do you think? Precious human life. It's very, very important. Tanjo is called Tanjor Tenche Nyeka. Tenche is meaningful because so many meaningful things can be done, such as enlightenment only happens in this form. You know, otherwise, there's very little chance to become enlightened if you are not human. Very little chance. So, developing loving kindness, compassion, practicing patience, it's all happened on this form. Other form, you know, first of all, have no idea what is patience. No, it will probably take many, many months to just learn the word patience, you know, just forget about the meaning. Oh, that's why so difficult to find, so meaningful. After the cleaning environment, that's what you think. So see, just that, cleaning your environment, cleaning your house, this, as I mentioned before, how the cleaning has been done. Then after that, just thinking about yourself is something wonderful. This is very good practice. Now, this practice has originated 2,500 years ago. It has origin. It's not just, as I said, just I didn't make this up. No, that's what's been taught long time. So see these two things. Then when you go to bed, just rejoice. See, it's not that difficult. See that if your life improve. See if your life improve means your thinking. If your thinking improve. See, after 1 month, 2 months, see if your thinking improve. If your thinking is improving, your life is becoming meaningful, better. You know. Oh, so see, it's not that difficult. Okay. So with that, then I'll stop. So I'm way over time now. Yeah. Thank you. So then, wish you very, very. Some of my friends, you know, who teach in Singapore, in some part of Europe, they send some kind of card through. So usually I don't, you know, doesn't mean I don't think about you, you know. Usually I'm not that kind of person, send something through email. So I, last Sunday, I always, you know, I do say a prayer for your health, for your long, happy life. I always think about that when I say prayer. So I wish you very, very happy New Year, and prosper, happy, fruitful New Year, all of you, okay? So then I will continue with this, you know, text, maybe next couple of Sundays, okay?
Good morning. Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Oh, I think I'm done. Good morning. My name is Sandy, and I am one of the co-chairs of the IGC. And the other co-chair, Susan Potter, received a phone call this weekend, and we've been offered a challenge fund for our sustainer drive this weekend. A very small group of investors and supporters and donors have gotten together, and they've created a challenge pool of $5,000 for our sustainer drive. So we're looking for every $2 that comes in from now until the end of the year is going to get a match of a dollar up to $5,000. So that's a phenomenal little boost for the end of the year. If you, in any one of our sustainer modes, will meet the challenge. So check it out. The sustainer information is out in the lobby. Come see me. I'll be standing out there because we've got a chance at an extra $5,000 for our sustainer drive this year, thanks to a small group of people that made a phone call, talked to each other this weekend, and gave Susan a call. So there you go, a challenge. Let's see if we can meet it. Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you very much.
On, yeah. Probably like a lot of probably you probably don't, maybe quite a number of you probably don't know, you know. So this center does not belong to me. It's not on my name. No, this property doesn't belong to me. This belongs to here, whoever comes. No, this is name. This center is not under one person's name. It's not under my name. And I have no clue. All this finance part, I have no clue. So right from the beginning, that's what I told them. I don't want to get involved in the finance part. This all taken care by both group of people. They, you know, every year, I'm not sure, elected by, you know. So this is basically whatever we do. Please don't think that I'm asking you money. Please don't think like that. But I just feel it's important to explain. So whoever comes, and you are part of the center, this your center, and don't think, oh, this is Gishgilek Center. This is not my center. I just hear, just mumbles, you know. Mumbles, my Mickey Mouse talks last 16 years. So then rest, all done by people like you. That's why we used to live in basement. When I first came, basement, if you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're completely out. So then, you know, after that, many, we moved here, new facilities. This all due to the kindness of the people who come to the center. So because of that, I'm saying this is your center, you know. Whatever we do for you here. The many class that is happening throughout the week, this is for all of you. So I just want you to feel, it's just suggestion, you know, it's just also the truth. You know, that's encouraging you to feel that this is my center. So then, you know, then rejoice again when you go to bed. When you see people coming here to the class, you know, in meditating, they get some benefit, and rejoice that you are part of that. Just rejoice, okay? And this is your wonderful New Year gift for the people who come here, you know. So there's something to rejoice, okay? Thank you.